Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. I have a friend that I have often talked about on this show. He's a good dude. He's a really
he's a main character on the show.
Yeah, he's a close buddy of mine. I think a lot of us have that one friend in your life where they depend on you to keep it real with them.
Nobody knows his name. We just call him the friend, but right. He's a great guy.
Right. So they you want to keep it real with them, and you don't have to worry about, I don't know, walking on eggshells, walking about pissing them off, you know, in fear of hurting their feelings. You just say what needs to be said. And yesterday we're chatting. His girl is pregnant. This is going to be his third child, but it's his first girl, so it's special. Mm-hmm. And he told me he wanted to name his daughter Mavis. And my initial response was,
Mavis,
are you sure? I don't know why, but it sent like a shiver down my spine, which cannot be a good sign. And I said, maybe you should think about it. And he's like, well, you don't like it? I said, is Mavis really a name you want to go with?
Mm.
He goes, yeah, it's powerful.
Okay.
All right. Well, for whatever reason, all I wanted to do was try and talk him out of it. Because I don't personally think it's a good name. But, you know, no offense to anyone that's named Mavis. But like you said, all I can think of is Mavis Discount Tires.
Right.
Which is located all over the East Coast.
Yeah, and he lives on, I just looked this up, he lives on the West Coast, so
right.
He doesn't probably even know what that is, so I guess it doesn't really affect him that much.
I guess I just wanted to ask. Listen, it's not my decision, and I get that, but he's still my friend. Is Mavis a bad name for a girl? 585-252-9800. I mean, what's the worst name you have ever heard someone name their child? It's all subjective, but I mean, come on, let's just be real with each other. Not every name for a baby is cute.
Right.
You can't convince me that parents calling their newborn Putrid is a cute name. It's not.
Right.
It's not.
Right. It's not. There are so many names these days that people are going about, and I feel like some of them are coming around from old times, older times, like Pearl and Jeanette.
Yeah, Pearl or Seal.
Mm-hmm.
Or Genevieve. I had an Aunt Genevieve.
Phyllis.
Rest in power. Got a cousin Phyllis, too.
Yes.
I got a woman. Hi, good morning. Is this Anita?
Hi, is this Moose?
Yes, it is. Good morning.
Good morning. Tell your friend, do not do that.
Oh?
Do not name the baby Mavis. That's ridiculous.
Well, I know, and that's why we're having the conversation this morning. Obviously, it's his choice, but...
Like I said, it's giving Mavis Discount Tire, so...
That's what I said, too.
It is a Discount Tire. I thought the same thing, but I had this... Let me tell you guys. I had this friend, right?
Mm-hmm.
She named her daughter Mavis years ago. So, I mean, it's not the first Mavis I've heard, but I felt really bad because her daughter was... Well, it was an ugly baby. It was an ugly baby. And she got the name Mavis. And, I mean, it wasn't her fault. She just didn't have any, you know, good genes. Her parents, they ate a lot of bad food and stuff. But anyway,
sure.
That doesn't matter. She went to high school. And I just remember stories of, like, kids making fun of her, saying, like, Maeve didn't shave because... I remember, like, she had, like, hairy legs or something. And
listen, this is the first time I've ever heard anybody calling their child Mavis, so I didn't think it was a common name.
No, I've heard it before, and I think it's, like, becoming common. I don't know. In French, it means songbird in French.
It means what?
Other origins, songbird.
Songbird.
But, you know, in other if you Google it, it also means death as well. You should Google it.
I'm Googling it now.
So Mavis means death, right? Okay, so perfect name.
Honestly, guys, I'm saying you need to look out for your friend. I mean, he's setting his daughter up for failure.
I put my 2 cents in already. I'm not trying to be mean about it, but it's ultimately his decision.
This is wild that you're so passionate.
You should be mean about it. You should be mean about it. Seriously.
It's not my kid.
Right? It's a mean moose.
It's not my kid.
Be a mean moose.
Yeah, right. It's not my kid. What am I going to say, though, Anita? What am I going to say?
Say that theme's ugly.
Just tell your friend not to do it. Why? I mean, that's ridiculous. Why would he come up with a name Mavis or Rose, Lydia? I mean, these names nowadays, these parents, they're not taking like future into consideration when they come up with these ridiculous names that they think are trendy. Mavis. It sounds like a discount tire. You're right.
Yeah, listen, Rose and Lydia, I feel like names have been around for quite some time now. I mean,
I don't see the issue with those names.
Rose from the Titanic. I mean, we can go on and on.
Something normal, like Jennifer, Jessica, Melissa.
Oh, it's so basic. Anita, it's so basic. As far as naming your kid Mavis, I'm with you. I don't think it's the cutest name in the world, but I don't think it's my place, once again, to call him and tell him he's making a mistake.
Right.
I already told him yesterday.
It's really weird because, honestly, Mavis sounds like a boy's name. And now this is the second girl with the name Mavis. They're naming girls after tires.
Listen, it's very popular in the U.S. and Britain. I'm doing research. And also, you don't have to call the child Mavis. You can call it Mavis. Like, I mean, there's a bunch
That's
of...
That's why I called in. Because it immediately reminded me of my friend's daughter, who they were called, it was like a nickname, Maeve Don't Shave.
Yes, we know, we said that.
Poor girl didn't shave her legs until she was in college.
Yeah, we got that.
All right. All right, now, Nita, I will relay the message back to my buddy. Tell him how pissed off you were this morning.
Seriously, what's he thinking? What are you thinking?
Why are you so...
You've been asking callers.
Anita, why are you so passionate about this? Your name's not all that. And
daughter
I would argue,
named after my aunt, my mother's sister, so it's kind of meaningful, my name.
Maybe it's a family thing. Maybe they did a brand deal with Mavis Discount Tire. I don't know. But at the end of the day, a name is unique to you. Moose?
At the
Breezy?
End of the day, you need to tell your friend not to do it.
Okay.
Like, you can't name his daughter Mavis.
There's no reasoning with you.
Noted.
So.
All right, thank you for the call, Anita.
Thank you for taking my call, Moose.
Okay, bye. see you later.
Jeez.
For the love of God. We got to stop taking calls. All right, let me get to some text. I got a bunch of texts from our friends here who say they can one-up the name Mavis.
Mm-hmm. This person says, my cousin named her baby Island. Island Sue.
Island Sue. Okay.
Right.
Paul says, you guys think that's bad? I work with a woman who named her kid Lusty. Last name is Drains. Lusty Drains? That's pretty bad.
This person says, I went to high school with twins Tuesday and Wednesday.
For real? That's, I can't imagine.
This person says, Mavis is bad enough for a boy, let alone a girl. That was what my biggest concern was. I was like, is it a boy's name? Is it a girl's name? Is it a co-ed name? Like,
it's hard to say because... Anna says, hang up on this woman. She's the most negative person I've had to listen to all week. Lynn said, I think Mavis is a pretty name. I have a nephew who named his daughter Mavis, and she's beautiful.
Gorge.
I went to high school with a person named Princess. She was anything but. And let me go over to, who's this person? Hey, what's up, Lydia? Hi, Moose and Breezy. What's this woman's problem? My name is Lydia, and it's a beautiful name. Have a terrible day, Anita.
Yeah, I mean, not to throw shade, but, like, I hate the name Anita. Anita what? Anita what?
I don't know.
It's like a run-on sentence. Anita. Anita what?
Well, okay, I'll go ahead, I'll take this conversation, and I'll forward it over to my buddy. Let's see
You're
if
like,
he's...
hey, we have some helpful tips and tricks for you. He's like, this didn't help at all, actually.
All right, guys, thanks for the messages. We'll be right back. It's PXY.
98PXY.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.